Eat Local Month on Stray FM. Find out more at strayfm.com.
So, as part of our Eat Local Month this month, we are visiting some incredible places across the Harrogate, Craven and Wharfedale area where you can go out for a bite to eat, a few drinks, however you want to spend your lunch times or your dinner times. And today we have special guest from the Palm Court Cafe in Harrogate. I have Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, morning, Beth.
Now, if people don't know whereabouts the Palm Court Cafe is, can you describe it to us?
Yes, of course. So we're down on the Crown Roundabout and we're above Farrah's Old Fashioned Sweet Shop. And uh-huh. So it's just near the Valley Gardens.
Everybody seems to know where that sweet shop is, so it's very, very easy
very
to
popular,
find.
Very popular, yeah.
And a beautiful area of Harrogate, isn't
it's
it?
It's beautiful, yeah. Really, really, really lovely, yeah. Nice gardens.
Do you find you're quite popular with tourists or
very
local
much,
people?
Very much, yeah. Yeah, we're very lucky because all the coaches stop right outside our door, pretty much.
Oh, that's very convenient,
yeah,
isn't it?
Obviously, lots of hotels in that area. So, yeah, very popular with tourists.
So what we're going to do today, then, we're going to talk about the top five reasons somebody might like to visit Palm Court Cafe. So I believe you have your top five, Catherine.
I do, yes.
Shall we start then with number one?
So number one has got to be our freshly made scones. We make them fresh every morning, 7 days a week, and there's always four different types, so there's plenty to choose from.
Are they savoury? Are they sweet?
A bit of both.
Oh, I've seen these scones actually myself. I know I've been in recently, and they are huge.
Yeah, they're
I mean,
a good
I don't
size.
Know, they're not quite as big as my head, but they are. It's a decent sized scone,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And so, how do you go about baking them then? If they've got to be ready for first thing in the morning, are you well, up early?
Yeah,
or do
we're
you do
up
it...
early and get in the cafe early, and then we open at 10 o'clock. So if you come in at 10 o'clock, they're pretty much fresh out of the oven.
Wow.
Or you can't beat that.
And what are some flavour examples?
So my personal favourite is lemon and ginger. Another popular one is cherry and almond or date and walnut. We always have a fruit one. That's got to be the most popular. We always have a cheese one, but we change the cheese flavour. So sometimes it could be just plain cheddar. Yesterday we had on cheese and sun-dried tomato.
And so your number two for Palm Court Cafe?
Number two has to be the most popular dish on the menu, which is our Yorkshire rarebit.
Oh. So what's the difference between a Yorkshire rarebit and a Welsh rarebit?
So we put Wensleydale in ours, so obviously a Yorkshire cheese gives it a Yorkshire theme. And we serve that, you can have it with a side salad or you can have it with bacon and sausages.
Ooh.
So it's a really good like breakfast item as well.
If somebody's listening thinking, what on earth are they talking about? What is a rarebit?
So it's a glorified version of cheese on toast. So we put mustard in there, some black pepper, some beer, lots of cheddar cheese, and then, like I say, the bit of added Wensleydale as well.
If people haven't ever tried a rarebit, please go and try it.
Oh, it's delicious.
Because they are stunning.
I know I'm
they?
Biased, but it is good.
Okay, so number two is the Yorkshire rarebit. Number three for the Palm Court Cafe?
Number three, we have a really wide selection of drinks. So we have lots of specialty teas, which we ship in ourselves from America.
Posh tea
yes,
is getting yes, very
popular, lovely.
Isn't
yeah.
I love a posh tea.
Yeah, straight from Seattle.
Coffee for the coffee fanatics?
Yeah, we do. Lots of different coffees. So most popular one probably at the moment is a flat white or a cappuccino.
Mm-hmm.
Flat white's a sort of... In the last couple of years, have become quite popular over in the UK. It started off in Australia, so they're becoming really popular. And with all our hot drinks, you get a delicious little chocolate brownie.
Oh, like a little surprise.
It is, yeah. And then a really wide selection of juices as well, which we get from James White and Beaver Drinks.
So if people are thirsty, pop into Palm Court.
Yes, spoil it for choice.
Number four.
Number four is quite new to us. We do a range of bespoke cakes now for celebrations. So everything from weddings, christenings, baby showers, birthdays.
Oh, so you wouldn't be able to go and have a slice of bespoke cake in the cafe.
No.
But if you go in, have your scone while you're in there.
That's right, yeah.
And you've got an occasion coming, you can sort that out.
Absolutely, yeah. So you can check out our Facebook page for some photos of them. All we require is a minimum of 2 weeks' notice, unless you want a fruitcake, and then it's a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Right, if someone's got an occasion,
yeah,
give you a
absolutely,
shout.
Yeah.
And last but definitely not least, number five.
Number five. So if you have a dietary requirement, for example, gluten or dairy free, we've got a really wide range of meals and desserts for you to choose from. So we do quiches, which are homemade, cakes, scones, treacle tart. or gluten-free.
Have you noticed that more people are coming in and saying...
Very much so, yeah, yeah.
And some of those are quite impressive, like a quiche and a tart.
Yeah.
They scream gluten, but they've got no yeah, gluten in them.
Especially the treacle tart.
Definitely. So whatever those top five, whichever one of those top five reasons, can we quickly reel them off?
Yes, of course.
Okay, right, so... I'll say a number, you say a thing.
Okay.
Number one.
Scones.
Number two.
Rarebit.
Number three.
Drinks.
Number four.
Bespoke cakes.
Number five.
Gluten-free and dairy-free food.
Oh, you smashed it. Well done, Catherine. So, Palm Court Cafe in the gorgeous area of Montpellier, just down by the opposite the roundabout, or on the roundabout, actually. And, of course, if people want to come along and try your beautiful fodder, we currently have vouchers as well online, strayfm.com. Just click on the voucher section. Catherine, thank you very much. I'm officially very hungry now.
Thank you very much, Beth.
Thank you. Eat Local Month on Stray FM. Find out more at strayfm.com.